Four U.S. Army ships run aground near floating Gaza pier, boots on the ground. By Joel B. Polak on May 27, 2024. Four of the U.S. Army vessels supporting the floating pier in Gaza broke from their moorings Saturday and ran aground, with two of the four beaching themselves on the Israeli coast. U.S. soldiers were forced to go ashore on the beach near Ashdod, in Israel, in an effort to free the vessels, which had faced bad weather and high seas. The Navy Times reported. Four U.S. Army vessels supporting the maritime humanitarian aid mission in Gaza broke free from their moorings due to heavy sea states Saturday, U.S. Central Command said. Two of the vessels are anchored on the beach near the floating pier off the Gaza coast, while the third and fourth vessels are beached on the Israeli coast near Ashkelon, a coastal city approximately 8 miles north of the Gaza Strip. No injuries have been reported and the U.S.-built pier remains fully functional, CENTCOM said, adding that no U.S. personnel will enter Gaza. Video circulated online of efforts to free the vessels. Day 2 of the U.S. Army landing craft LCM 8558 on the beach of Ashdod along with a tug that is often referred to as part of the floating pier but is actually a kind of vessel used to help move the pier. The tug broke free when the floating pier was being taken to Ashdod due to heavy. pic.twitter.com/nbuku16. Seth Frantzman, at Frantzman, May 26, 2024. President Joe Biden promised in his State of the Union address that there would be no boots on the ground to support the pier. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.